It's almost 6:03.
I know, we're wasting time already. So we welcome you to the Parks, Trails, Arts and Recreation Advisory Board meeting for August 27th.
Carmen, are you ready?
At this building, Carmen, do we need to go around and introduce ourselves?
We should, yes.
Okay, whenever you're ready, we can start.
Okay.
Just give me the cue.
Go ahead, Peter.
Okay, I'm Peter Worthlin.
Camille Thorpe.
John Rupert.
David Franson.
Randy Simmons.
Dallas Golden.
Carmen Wilson.
Emily Carr.
TJ Riley.
Ally Avery.
Laura Call.
Thomas Call. Harpo. That is all.
We're visitors, we're in Parks Subcommittee with Camille, so we're not part of this, just like.
Okay.
Okay.
But we'll get some, a few more details about Emily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we do that since it's part of introduction? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about yourself and how you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Collage about yourself, collage.
Yeah, my name's Emily. I live on Highway 89, so just right in the center of North Salt Lake. And I work in Salt Lake City for a nonprofit focused on education. We do a lot of cross-sector, so I don't actually work with kids, but more with principals, superintendents, business leaders, etc., to have strategies all working together for the state. So I'm really excited to be on the board. I'm just really interested in community planning, placemaking, the outdoors, and also how our spaces connect our communities or how they can be barriers. And so that's a big reason why I'm interested in this.
Those are some awesome reasons.
Awesome. Well, thank you and welcome, Emily. Any public comment? Okay. And then this is my last item of business, is to fill the and consider and elect a new chair to fill the vacancy left by Jeff.
I nominate.
Sure.
Why not?
Oh. If nobody else will do it, I'll do it. Okay. Great. If somebody is more willing and has a better resume, yeah, why not? That means if you say yeah, you want to do it.
I nominate Dallas then.
Oh, great, thanks.
You know what you're talking about? Well, I'm curious what committee's structure is going to be.
Well, until we hear from this city council, the bylaws and everything are still in place for this committee. Okay. So we just go until we're told otherwise.
What that's about is there might, yeah, exactly what you just said, but in my terms, it would be, there could be some changes where certain members would go with like the trails, or some people would stay with parks and arts or whatnot. Okay, until further notice. All right.
I think we should stick it together. That's just, yeah. Keep it together.
As the chair, you have great power.
All right.
So any other nominations or any other things? Okay, all those in favor of Mickey?
Do you want to be nominated too? I guess I can't nominate
for
twice.
What?
For chair.
Well, you've expressed.
I'm already vice chair, so.
But then we can just step up.
Or stay vice
whatever.
Chair. I nominate Peter as vice chair.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't need any more responsibilities in my
You've
life.
You've just been doing great, by the way.
Yeah, so
I'll do the vice chair and you can do the chair. How about that?
As long as you do everything except run the meetings, it's okay.
Is that a joke?
Motion.
We'll have to figure that out. Yeah.
So what are we voting on, Ben?
So we have two nominations for chair, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Unless somebody else wants
Unless I rescind and not take it, which I am actually inclined to do.
Okay.
So I would respectfully decline the nomination.
Hey, my big mouth.
Okay.
Okay, so we
all right. Okay. All those in favor of having the new chair, aye. Be so nominated, say aye.
Aye. Thank you, Dallas.
And any opposed? Okay, I will yield the floor.
Oh, okay. That was quick.
I have a question. What's going on with the committees? With the old chair going,
What was the impetus to have him go?
Oh, yeah, why did he go?
Why does he get on the...
He's on the health and wellness.
He's on health and wellness.
Yeah, but we didn't get him reasoning why.
So the city just reorganized?
I think he...
No, the city didn't reorganize. He just,
maybe
he just moved over to that committee. He applied and was accepted into that committee.
Got it.
And so there are, and then we just filled his vacancy with Emily and filled the chair with Doug.
So we're still short on...
So were you secretary before?
Treasurer.
Treasurer, so we do need a new treasurer. So I so nominate Emily as the new treasurer.
I can do it. Is the treasurer nomination on the...
It's not.
So you'll have to do that on the next meeting.
Okay, so I'll have to do that on the next.
Okay.
If you come back, Emily.
Well, I propose we approve the minutes from July 23rd, 2024.
Just 1 second. I just have a couple comments on it. Let's see. Actually, I think that all the questions were answered by the time I got to the minute. I had questions, but it looks like I just had things to underline and make comments for myself. Sorry about that. Sorry for the delay.
Would you want to second the motion then?
I think somebody else has to make the motion.
So I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of July 23rd.
I can second them.
I don't know if you can second, but I know somebody else has to
make the motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Hi.
Let's head on over to the pub.
The pub? Public Works update. So, our updates are pretty simple. We got the bike repair station installed down at the Legacy Trail.
Nice. Are the tools cut away from it yet?
We've only had it on since yesterday. We started to assemble and found that they didn't send us a security socket thing that you need to put together with, so that took some extra time to order. That they said it
like
they set it for free, but yeah, it took a little bit for it to get here.
Would you mind sending me the invoice for that?
Sure.
Davis County said they'd be willing to financially participate since they're the maintenance responsibility on the Legacy Trail.
Other update was drinking fountain repairs at Wild Rose at Tunnel Springs. I guess why this is a big deal is we were originally just going to take these drinking fountains out because we had problems with some vandalism stuff, and they break all the time. But we put some different style drinking fountain heads. They're like the old just spring-loaded ones, super simple. So we modified it so they're a lot easier to maintain. So we'll go with that for now and see what happens. That's pretty much our updates.
Cool.
Do we have cameras watching our facilities?
There'll be a camera security issues up there. So we do have cameras at other parks.
But not up there.
All right. Planning updates?
Yep. Can you go to the next slide, John? Some of the stuff I'll be talking about later on the agenda, but we do have the general plan workshop coming up Monday, October 7th at 6 o'clock at City Hall. This will be more of like a hands-on kind of, I don't know if any of you guys, some of you attended some of the other ones, but this one will be more like scenario planning and visual preference survey type of stuff. So this one will be a little bit more hands-on. So we invite you guys all to participate in that. And
do we need to be there officially as part of the committee or just the citizens? Like, what do you need from us?
Whatever you prefer. I think we'd like to hear your perspective as residents, but also as members of
the board. So like if you have specific things about trails or murals or public art or whatever it may be, like come and make sure that you're letting them know. So.
And is it that group that you have hired to mm-hmm. facilitate it? And so who are you hoping shows up?
Residents.
I guess this does look different. This is a different logo. So do you think this will pull a little better? Like
it's the same logo that we've been using?
No, the 2046 was prominent on the lawn signs.
There's like three logos that we use on the
I just like to get feedback that the 2046 was confusing it, and it took me lots of times to circle by it to figure out what it was. So I just think, I like your Imagine NSL. I think that, maybe asking for the word's feedback, if that's what you're hoping to get, put that word on there somewhere. Or maybe Imagine it connotes that.
This is just the logo for the general plan, the whole general plan process. So that's not a logo, that's not an advertisement for this workshop.
But I think for Linda to advertise, she probably does need to put stuff in saying.
Okay. Well, she does.
Yeah, and she usually does.
And so that's not you, Allie, that would be influence the signage for this workshop?
We're not going to be putting out signage for this particular workshop.
Okay.
This is just one of the many public engagement meetings that we're having.
I guess my feedback is I'm not sure people recognize it as public engagement and like why do they go and what would they do?
I think if it says the general plan,
I guess
city general plan, that work, I mean,
because we had okay turnout, and I just wonder if you want more turnout, you know, if you want more people to come.
Mm-hmm.
I just would recommend. I'll talk to Linda about words then. Okay, thanks.
And then the next slide, we have the Jordan River Paddle coming up for the Get to the River Festival. I don't need your help as far as volunteer. I know Dallas has signed up his family to go on the paddle, but just for your information or for your neighbors or whatever, that registration is required this year. It's usually a first come, first serve type of event, but we're requiring registration so we make sure we have enough boats.
So 2 weeks away, how full is registration?
We're probably
30%, 50%?
Oh no, we're probably more like 70% full at this point.
Awesome.
Because it's a blast.
It is fun. It is a lot of fun.
Until you try to get out of the boat.
We had about 100 people last year, so that was a little much for our capacity with the boats, so that's why we're requiring the registration. But we'll have the paddle down the river, and then we'll have I think it's called Superfood Smoothies or something like that, food truck at the end with smoothies and breakfast snacks, and then there's a shuttle that takes you from the end back to your car at the put-in.
Where is the put-in? Because the takeout
is Riverview Boat Ramp. It's
okay.
It's 3 miles up river
okay.
in Salt Lake City.
It's where it crosses the Redwood.
Yeah.
Right by the soccer complex or beyond
the
soccer
school.
There's Northwest Middle School right there.
Okay.
It's right by that. So, yeah, if you want to do that, make sure you get registered. And that's all I got for planning.
Okay, moving right on. So we got a discussion on parks.
By the way, when I proposed this, I just took our mandate as PTAR and just
yeah.
made
it was not
something
lost on me.
For that. So that's
the order of it.
That's the order.
Yeah.
Nice, well done. Okay, so trail or parks.
Is there anything for Hatch Park that we need to know about from planning, or I mean, what's the status on Hatch?
Let John take.
Probably the biggest thing is the houses that they're working on doing the demo stuff, but that's really, we kind of talked about that before, so it might be October
okay.
to start seeing some stuff.
Okay.
That's about it.
Not going to have a blowing up the houses festival? Or?
No, the fire department's going to use them for training and
they're not going to
burn, though.
Oh.
They're not
oh.
burning.
Did the SWAT team already break down the door?
One of them, yeah.
That gas line, darn it. All right, let's go on to Trailson.
Okay.
Report on the trail cleanup day.
Yeah, so we had about 30 people at trail cleanup day. Probably 28 of them were affiliated with the Woods Cross Mountain Bike Team. Yeah, we had some others that I actually invited to this meeting to come. One was a one-wheel rider that she...
Is that unicycle or
what? No, one wheel. It's like a skateboard, but with a wheel in the middle. It's a one wheel. She started riding one wheels after an accident left her neck weird that she couldn't ride a bike any longer. And so she rides one wheel. So I invited her, and then another gal, lady from the city, big mountain biker, bikes and hikes the trails all the time and wanted to just get involved. And so I told both of them about this. But the trail cleanup day, we cleaned up a lot of the brush on the walking part of it, like the chucker loop. We did some cleanup there. We did some surface restoration the night before. There was heavy rains and it actually did some drainage issues. And then we also worked on the downhill section that was, there were brake bumps and just really destroyed. There's still a section that needs to be redone that we didn't quite get to. But it's looking better. We have, as we were discussing things, there's actually two downhill bike trails, and one of them, at least near the bottom, we're probably going to recommend to close because it's not being used, and it also crosses another downhill bike trail. And that if we did end up using it quite a bit, we thought that would be a safety issue.
Have you talked to Kyle and Jennifer
about it? Yeah, Kyle, were you there at the trails thing?
On the 17th?
No, I was not. You were not. So no. But that's something that we've got to talk about in the subcommittee, is that...
I agree.
But yeah, we have talked
about it. Yeah. Down the semi-not used downhill section.
I mean, it's a cool upper section, but when it starts intersecting with the other, it's cool if you know somebody and you're like, it's like you're skiing and you're like this, but if you don't know that people are coming, it actually can, I mean, that's if it was well used. And it's just not, it's barely used. It is used, but not really anything. So that was the status of that. So I'll just keep going for the day of service.
So that's...
Or did anyone have any questions about what was done?
Okay. Did our trimmings...
No, we didn't even make it down to the lower section again.
Has it held up well, what we did the last week?
It did, yeah. So that portion of the trail on the uphill that was a stream,
hanging over the
there was a little bit of an issue, but not very much. It is something... The trails are something that's going to need continuous work.
My helmet caught on a branch the other day. I was like, as I'm riding by, I was like, I'm going to have to remember to come back and get that.
I'll get you, Grant.
Well, there's one a year or two ago that just right by the yellow lights, there's a tree that was hanging over, and I didn't know it was there. And I came around, and I was being careful, and it hit my head and it pulled me off the bike.
Yeah.
It was bad. Okay. And then the trail needs for the day of service. Okay.
So Todd Grubbs, I don't know who he is, but he contacted us and says he has a group of 20 at least. He wanted to figure out a volunteer project. So I said we would take it to this committee, and
he wants to do specifically a trail.
Yeah. Okay, so the trail that I think needs probably the most help is the section of where they destroyed the trail with the new home builder.
Okay.
From that part down needs to be weed whacked and cleaned up and probably redefined.
Okay.
Because I ride it
Wild Rick?
Or Rokai, whatever it's called.
Yeah, okay.
It's all Wild Rose.
Yeah, it's a lower Wild Rose.
It's all four of you.
Yes, no, below that.
So there's a house being built and the contractor has destroyed the trail and they're going to restore.
Yeah, they're going to restore it, and that's fine.
But from there down to Eaglewood Village is what he's talking about.
And then there is a ton of trash in that area. It's, and it was probably after a windstorm that I wrote it. But it's like someone's full garbage can or two.
Like construction debris or whatever?
No, it wasn't construction debris.
Just like a dumpster that had its lid open.
And it just, that whole section is just full of trash now. And even further down beyond, as you go into the, as you go further down past the next street that you have to cross, that's, that also had a bunch of trash as well. I mean, it, I almost was like, is this someone dumping stuff? I mean, that's the,
really,
that's the impression that I got.
So would you have them start where the contractor
I'd
is
start,
and then go as far as
yeah,
the
and just sort of maybe not do where the contractor's going to be, but try to redefine the trail because I lost it. Completely.
So redefine trail, weed whacking.
Yeah, weed whacking is probably the biggest thing, and then trash cleanup. If when they go, I'd love to go help them. I mean, I'll join unless it's during the workday. So
well, I think he was talking about September 7th, if I remember right.
That's the day of service.
Yeah, that's the day for the day of service.
And he said, or the 14th, but I think that 14th is when we get in the river, right?
Yeah, 14th is good.
Yeah, and I'm actually out of town that weekend, so
yeah,
we can do it on
the 7th.
No, the 14th, I'm out of town.
Yeah, we'll tell him the 7th.
We've also got that group that wants to go on September 11th, that church group. So if we want to specify what they want to do too.
Oh, so we have two groups that want to do stuff?
I guess if they want, we'll find out what they get down on the 7th and then just start from there and go down.
This particular one, Todd Krebs, was saying specifically trail cleanup though, which is why we brought it here. But was the other one saying trail cleanup or did they just...
They said anything and I suggested trail cleanup and they were fine, but we could pick something else.
I mean, all the way down from the second intersection of the street, all the way down, we haven't even touched that section. So if they have 20 people and if the church group has
they have
30,
a lot,
if
like,
they have
yeah.
a lot, it'd still be quite a bit of work for them to do. And it probably would advertise that trail a little bit more, which would be good. There's a few spots that I would even suggest doing some different things too, because the corners are just weird, even hiking it. So it's just strange. That's great though, that we're having other groups step up. So any other groups that we know? So will the church group be doing it on actual September
yes.
11th, like at night or during the day?
During the day.
Okay, so I won't be able to do that. So, okay. I'd love to just tell the volunteers to take before and after pictures. I forgot to do that, because I wish I had taken before and after on these pictures on the trails, just to make sure that we reported back, but I didn't do that. So, okay, any other trail needs that we're aware of? Did everyone make it up to Wild Rose to hike it? No?
Okay. I wrote it on Saturday.
Okay. I'll go ride and see the new repair on Legacy though. I'll go take a look.
The new repair on Legacy.
That one just got put in there, didn't it?
Bike repair station.
Oh, the bike repair
yeah.
station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Should get a flat right then.
Yeah. Okay. Discussion on the trails plan recommendation for city council. I don't know that we have it specifically for council yet.
I think we do. I was going to recommend. Are you okay if I give him your phone number?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to recommend that for that item, we just say we need to plan a date for a trail subcommittee meeting.
Yes, I agree. And I think we should just make it a set time every month.
You want to do it every month?
I think we need to.
That's what we do as a subgroup.
I think we should at least have one and then decide on the schedule from there.
Okay.
It would be my recommendation.
Okay.
Wednesday nights are best for me. It's the least busy of all of them right now.
Do we want to just do like an email or text?
Yeah, let's just do an email.
With Brent too? Is it just, it's just you three?
Right.
So.
We want to have a.
Yeah, so if we have any more than three, we have to make it a public meeting.
Okay.
And so that's why it was limited to three, because then we'll bring everything back for a vote here. So not really anything. The one thing that I would recommend immediately, if there's something to propose to council and we can get this together fairly quickly, is the cutoff from Wild Rose to BST.
Mm-hmm.
Is, I went and did a survey and I actually bushwhacked it, and there's actually good pathway. There's no rocks, it's actually soft soil, which may actually tend to be a problem, but we can go 100 yards one, just a slight direction, then come back and it'd be plenty to get the grade that's needed and make that trail safer. So I have a track for it. I don't know if you want me to go put flags on the trail. Like, I don't know what the next step is that we need to take to get that.
I think we going. Need to locate funding first, make sure the city council is okay with funding it.
Okay.
And then I think it might not be a bad idea to get an actual trail surveyor out there to make sure that it's.
So do we need to go to council then to ask for trail funding, or
yes,
do we?
We'd have to do a budget adjustment to get funding in order to.
But we don't know how much until we approach a trails person, right? So is that something that you would do to get that ready, or is it something that you want us to do?
I'd have to look and see what we have in. Do you know what we have in, like, trails budget? We don't really have.
We don't actually have a
trails
line item budget.
Yeah. I think that was one of our things that we were going to suggest to the city council, was to do a trails capital facilities plan.
Yeah.
So that then we would have a trails budget.
Because truthfully, if I don't know what's needed to do anything within on city property,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was less than what we needed. Like, still have to do an environmental study, and like, so it's really just putting a shovel in the ground.
Pretty much, but it has to go through approvals.
Right, right.
In the city, but there isn't, you don't have to do NEPA or anything like that,
okay.
like you do when it's on Forest Service property or in Salt Lake City. You have to go through watershed and stuff like
yeah,
that. You
yeah.
don't have to do that here.
No, I did have somebody mention, have we been able to identify exactly where the Forest Service land hits? Because Stan was like, oh no, that's Forest Service. I was like, seen indications that it's not. How do we?
According to the maps, the ArcGIS maps, it goes. It actually wraps around. And that's why we're able to go out, and then it ends at the top of the bad hike a bike.
I think the connection itself to the BST is on Service property.
Right.
I think so. So you have to go a certain, I don't know how many feet, maybe 10 feet. It might be all, but like it is skewed from the aerial.
Mm.
The lines are skewed.
Okay.
By 8 to 10 feet, I would say.
Okay.
And so you actually have to have somebody survey it.
Okay.
Which is when it would be helpful to have an actual trail builder go out and survey.
Yeah.
So can we get a trail builder survey person before we get funding? Or is it chicken egg thing?
I was going to say we may have funding available. There's like a line item for like professional technical services. There may be some extra money in there. That's something I'd have to look into. But I could look into that and report back to you at the subcommittee meeting.
Yeah, if you can, because really that would alleviate a lot of community feedback for us. So if we can start taking immediate steps, and if it's not viable, then it's not viable and we'll have to pressure Salt Lake, which there is a Salt Lake Council.
Yeah.
Do you know the dates? I meant to take a picture of the...
What is it, Salt Lake Council?
So Salt Lake City is, are they voting? Or are they having public hearing? Or both? About their trails, which is what's holding up our connection. So...
It's holding up their connection to, down to like the Tunnel Springs Trail right there. And so everybody's getting off at that horrible connector at Wild Rose.
Yeah, there's no other option.
It's not great.
Well, they can take a hard left up and keep going up the hill until they reach City Creek.
Should I end up as a hike a bit, hike a bike as well?
That's not that bad.
Oh, I hike it. I'm lazy.
And this, that's Kyle speaking because he joined us late.
Oh, yes. Kyle's the lazy one that hikes up with the bike.
And have a new chair.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we can revote.
Hi.
No, you wanted to.
Oh, no.
Okay. Other than that, I don't have anything else for now. We'll have to meet as a subcommittee.
Okay, where are we at? Discussion on recreation and events. So let's talk about Edwin.
Oh, you skipped
arts.
Oh,
we're on arts.
I must have bumped my paper and moved my pen.
Okay. Wow, slight.
My pen doesn't like it, obviously.
I'm part of Trails and Parks, too.
I got it then.
Okay, discussion of a mural program. Thank you. On your email, you had said one of our items from last month was to be considering other locations. So I can just go skulking around 7th West and Redwood and try to find places. I think 7th West at some point is going to be a great place to put some murals. Right now we're looking at Redwood Road. And I wrote to Hughes this morning, went there and knocked on the door. So I'll talk to their executive assistant. She wants to talk to me about Davis. Discover Davis is a grant program. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that the deadline has been extended until the end of August.
So, on social media, I saw her posting saying it was the end of September.
Oh, okay. In the email, it said it's September.
The website still says August. So I don't know if it's an error in her social media.
I'm gonna maybe tag team with Emily on that because sounds like you're familiar with it. Maybe I could get you up to speed with different locations. What we've tried, what has failed, and what we continue to try so that we can, because we did have City Council approve matching dollars for the Davis, the Discover Davis, which is exciting. So I think that Hughes, I went to the breakfast place this morning to see if they would be interested and that the owner wasn't there, but there's just that beautiful white building with the black contrast on it. So I went and talked to them about it, and when I was there, I looked across the street and realized that Hughes, it's not all fence. Right there is this beautiful building, about as long as that other one we looked at, right there. And I understand there might be some sensitivities with Hughes and North Salt Lake, so I just approached it as I'm a volunteer. And can I talk to you about David Discover Davis? And we'll see. So I'll be up. Touch base with you, Emily, so I can maybe tag team with you on that. How's that sound? The theme, did we have a theme other than kindness was one of them? Because we have a neighbor who works for that Be Kind organization. Is there any other theme that has come up that you thought about?
I thought that was it. I liked it, so.
Oh.
I did hear on NPR that North Salt Lake is a Be Kind city.
So. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Announced.
If it's in yards.
Yeah, it's official.
It's official. Other things that could bode well for the voting or the consideration is tourism. If we involve tourism in some aspect on the mural, and I'll add conservation just if there's a way to, I don't know, just let people.
Yeah. There is someone I know that's trying to. I don't know them personally, but is trying to do conservation murals in every county in Utah. I've seen some of their stuff online. So that could be
that's
something.
In conjunction with Utah Wildlife?
Yes, and I with Utah Wildlife.
They've done one in Davis County. They did one in Antelope Island, which is Davis County, right?
I think they just finished them in Salt Lake, so that's what I saw recently.
You know, a cool location for that might be right adjacent to the wetlands, maybe on one of the Spectrum Academy buildings.
Okay, let's keep talking.
Or on the refineries.
For the provenance of this idea, Laura, found out about all of that, so I'm just so happy that you're aware of that as well. All right, let's see, considerations. So those are just some additional considerations. I met with TJ today because I just didn't want to hear no as an answer on will we ever get to paint the mural at City Hall behind the unfinished Veterans Memorial. What's that?
The amphitheater.
And there are some compelling reasons why it would not be an immediate yes, but I didn't hear no. I'm afraid TJ knows that, but he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. It was leaning towards a no. But I said, TJ, if it's not you and me, who's it going to be? Because somebody's going to paint that wall someday.
David's
been there. Okay, I'll start talking to David.
My son has recently taken up tagging. Just kidding. He hasn't.
All the stop trains.
Leave Salt Lake.
Okay, well, between Emily and Laura, I'll just circle around with you two on all those things, but that's our report.
I had something to add on this.
Other.
So, realistically, if the deadline is August 30th, we've missed it for this year. Like, you can't throw together an application in 2 days, 3 days. So, I am prepared to pitch an idea,
okay,
to you, that we put together a mural program going forward. So I think over the next less than a year, we go through the process of creating a mural program so that we are fully prepared with buildings in mind, themes in mind, artists in mind, renderings before the application deadline looms on us next year. If you go to the next slide, John, I kind of prepared an outline. Oh, that's really small. I'm sorry. I've kind of prepared an outline. You guys need a bigger screen. Of like how we could break that up over the next year. I think that it needs to start with a vision. Like, what are the goals of our mural program? Do we want a different theme for every mural, or do we want all the murals themed? Do we want a certain location, a general location in the city where all these murals are so that it's like a mural walk? I had the idea of like the industrial park because we have all those warehouse buildings, and that would then in turn give some recommendations about infrastructure, like maybe we need trails and walking paths near these mural locations so that people can safely look at them. So it's more than just like picking one building and one artist and doing that, but it makes it a bigger thing. And then it would be, we'd create a draft of that mural program, take it to the city council for their consideration, and then get some direction on funding. And so I broke that out in the presentation, and I'd be happy to share that idea with you. It's just an idea. This is not like the plan for how to move forward, but just as someone who does the long-range planning, like this is my wheelhouse.
Your own arts committee.
I think we would need to. Am I going to have to go to all your subcommittees too? I think you'd need to get approval from the city council and get funding from the city council probably by February. And I think that's when you should do a call for artists as well so that they have time to put some renderings together in advance. And I think part of that can be like with this general plan workshop coming up, you guys can pitch the idea of, hey, I think we should have public art in these locations. We already had, when we had the town center branding and wayfinding plan done, there's a section about public art and creating a public art program. So they've already outlined a lot of what you would need to do in order to set up that program. But this is specific to the town center, but I think it could be applied to other areas of the city as well.
Awesome.
So that's my suggestion, that instead of maybe like spinning our wheels on finding locations right now, I think it's better to
somebody who's willing to do cold calls, and I'd be happy to be that person.
Yeah.
So could you email that to the three of us, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank
you. Who's three? You?
Lara.
Okay.
Emily, come on.
Yep.
I just got you, Emily. Thank you. And Allie, that looks great. Thanks for the long-term view.
Yeah.
She's going to sit down and do all of our retirement planning afterwards, too.
TJ, you got a year.
I'll do mine first.
Looks like about a year. Not even.
Okay, is that for that?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, well, NSL photo, like we discussed last year, we're no longer doing the photo night due to lack of interest or whatever. So it's going to be very simple with people are submitting. I don't know if they're submitting yet, but.
Yeah, so I had a question because it was stated that I have access to the email. But I don't know how to access the email.
Oh, it's all good. I'll get them all down.
Take it over?
And I'll send something out. I still should be connected to it.
Okay. As long as you have access, because I was like, if you're going to rely on me getting it, I have no idea. I must have missed
that. Yeah. So, yeah, I just made a PDF or something last year.
Yeah. You just put like four pictures on a page and
that
as well.
Follow the same
it was
system.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
So just that's the only help we need from you guys is just your votes. And then we'll announce the winners.
Do we have them actually state where the picture was taken? Because I think a few of them were actually like, do we have them fill out a form or is it just an
email? I feel like it. Had something. There was something that said in our city, but I don't know if we had anything saying where did you take it. I don't remember.
Okay, because I know last time we got a lot of pictures, actually in Tunnel Springs Park or in beyond the fence in Salt Lake City.
Would we get the photos? Were they geotagged
like
on
that?
Only
if the user.
Are we accepting like annexing Tunnel Springs for the photo contest?
I would say that Tunnel Springs is fine. I mean, we all think
it's our trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no problems there.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's so trampled down by all the photographers.
Yeah. For a creative profession.
I went up to Albion
not
Basin.
Very creative.
I went up to Albion Basin, and they actually had fences along the trails to keep people off of the flowers. Mm. And they actually had a fence going in so that people could take the iconic photos of them in the middle of the picture, in the middle of the flowers. And I thought, we've really almost got to get to that point, but it's Salt Lake City. So, but I remember before the Instagramization of that place, it was grass as tall as you and really quite pretty, and now it's just trampled.
Well, natural weed abatement then.
Yeah, natural weed abatement and everything else. Yeah, big grass on
rodents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's a soapbox that we
can leave now.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's the photo contest, not much need to be said about that.
Get your friends out. Remind people that it started yesterday.
The 23rd,
something like that, yeah.
Or 25th.
I don't know. It is the 13th is the only date I have in my mind that needs to.
So if I submit something, can I not vote then?
Well, one year I submitted something that I disqualified myself after I discovered what place I would have taken. So, so the Halloween Spooktacular.
Why don't you just report back on what you found with the clock?
Oh yeah,
I was asked to figure out what was going on with the clock. The timing system is in North Salt Lake. It's old. There's a, to give you an idea of how old it is, there's a card on the back that had Richard Barnum Reese, and he was the main contact for this timing system. He died in 2008. So it's an old system. I did get it to work, so we could run it and, you know, turn it on, and but there's no way to really track. You know, if we were all racing, we couldn't say who was first, second, or first, rather than, you know, pulling the strip off our bid number, you know, lining up at the end of the race, using our bid numbers to mark, you know, who's first, second, third, and fourth. The timer system didn't have a way to, you know, mark when somebody crosses.
Expandable?
Because usually you have the, what's that?
Is it expandable that you can buy a module of the RF? Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the documentation it talks about using an app or a software, using a software, it wasn't an app, it was a software. But, and I tried calling all these folks that were listed, Brian Morley being one of them, apparently he's on holiday for a while until, so I'm still wanting to talk to him and see if he knows. But I don't have any access to what the software was or what talks to the system. But still kind of dabbling
with it.
Keep
going at it.
Okay. Just kind of going at it. It's, to me, it's like putting together a computer system, but there's no, it's, you know, computer system, you have a keyboard, a mouse, a monitor, and a CPU. With a timing system, you have 30 or 40 different options, all that could talk if you knew what you're doing. And I'm learning what to do. I'd like to find an old coach that could make, or somebody who ran timing systems that could help out and figure that out. The link to the computer is an old blue, the small monitor.
So serial port.
The serial port connection. My laptop doesn't have that type
There's
of technology
no
anymore.
Computers with the serial port.
Yes.
You can still buy the cards for a PC, but.
So I think there are components that can still be used, but you'd have to modify it and get new software. And I'd recommend, you know, for $500, you can get a timing group in here and do it, and you'd have to figure this whole thing out.
I think we actually paid more for that guy.
Yeah. Well, $500 to $1,000 is, but yeah. I don't know if I have
well, numbers. Well, if we start doing the math, let's, because I would actually propose if we're going to do the spectacular and we do the fun run, that we actually just get a timing company. And the goal of the Halloween spectacular from a budget perspective for me would be like zero. Like the outlay of the race would be recouped by those that raced it.
Right.
So,
entry fees.
Yeah, by the entry fees. And we had, I think we had 200 runners in July.
That was
in July. And so I'd probably say our budget is 200 times
$50,
or even 25, and which would get us still quite a bit.
So could we recap? Did you have other ideas of what you'd like to do for this event?
The other piece, this I put on the board over here, the artwork that I did for another event.
This
hasn't been used, and I've got the pumpkin guy, he was as a runner, is kind of, you know, something to go on a shirt. That one's blown up. We could do that to Dracula or Frankenstein or the witch or the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just kind of a theme or an idea that I had. It's never been used, but, you know, it's simple, but it's something that could be used.
It's gorgeous.
So.
I like the sweatbands.
They are
ready.
I'm a fan of the sweatbands.
There you go. Yes. Is it fun? Brought back
have,
to
like,
the Richard Simmons
here.
Yeah. People chasing.
R.I.P.
That would
be pretty
cool.
That would be a
spooky people dressed up as zombies and chasing around and picking
chainsaws without the chainsaws.
Yeah,
and they just
like
jump out
and
near the finish.
Yeah, so at least what it's been communicated to me is that traditionally this race was a dress-up race, just a fun community event to bring people out and to be in costumes.
It was even timed in the past, because I've done it with my daughter. You just run around Hatch Park in your costumes.
It's not been timed.
Yeah.
Well, before COVID, like, we're talking like 8 years
even
ago.
Just last year, we
like
just did a run.
Kid,
we didn't do
timer.
Well, last year
that was
small run. It was just a walk.
Would like the target like group be like kids versus adults? Because adults might care more about time than if it was like a kids fun run.
So in the
but if you do a
last
mix,
few years, it's been more targeted to kids. But I think part of the conversation this year was to open it up,
expand,
and
have it all age.
So we do need the chainsaw guy.
Was in the meetings, the envision meetings, or the
get the guy who won first place to be the chainsaw guy. So he's pushing everybody.
Yes, and then he rounds up everybody. Yeah.
In the Imagine meetings, there were some comments from adults that they were saying, like, are there other activities for adults, you know, not just for kids?
Mm-hmm.
So another idea was to have something at City Hall or whatever location where it was more of an afternoon, evening, spooktacular with, what was it, fire barrels, storytellers, demonstrations. Face painters, you know, kind of make it that or fun runners, or the two.
Yeah, but Hatch Park will be under construction.
So that was,
but that was,
City Hall.
Yeah.
This year?
So I did come across.
I don't think we'll be under construction this year.
Well, they told us not to on Hatch Park.
But again, this is months ago.
Yeah.
We started.
I think now, David, correct me if I'm wrong, David and John. I think Hatch Park would be available for the Halloween spooktacular this year.
That'd be amazing.
Because I think the only thing that will have accomplished is the demolitions of the homes, which those will be fenced off anyway.
We could run the trail or the track
through
the demoed homes. That'd be spooky. Yeah.
Now we're getting.
Adds a danger element to it too.
The fire department construct fires.
There we go.
But
what do you think? Do you think it'll?
Soccer's gonna be maybe going on there.
What? Well, Legacy has
soccer.
But yeah, that was probably going to happen.
That's why.
I say, depending on what group you're getting, because I know a lot of city events recently have been at Legacy. There's more apartments towards like Hatch Park and City Center. So depending on what demographic you're hoping to get, whether it's people who might not have that traditional like house Halloween experience, or more single adults or adults without children, then the Hatch Park might attract more of them than Legacy.
We've had a pretty good crowd.
At Hatch.
In addition to the walkable people that are there.
Yeah. Well, I'm open either way. We just were avoiding it because of construction. Because
I know for Legacy, the only way to get there is to drive or bike, and walking is like 45 minutes, hour. So if you're looking for something that's closer to.
I think we find it has to continue having it at Hatch and able to have signs up that say Envision North Salt Lake and let people know what's going on with that. You know, just not like they don't, but I mean to say a little promo doesn't hurt.
Wait,
what's
going
the
on?
Date of the
future?
Like the last,
future of the park.
It's a Saturday before Halloween, I think it was the 26th.
I think if we were to have a race, it would be a lot easier to be held at Legacy so we can
That's
run
true.
It on the trail instead of the road.
Yeah, there was a trail map, or there was a race mapped out around Hatch Park at one point. Again, we didn't pursue it because it was planning Legacy. So because of
but
the
I mean, just as of like having to have police closing that road and stuff, thanks.
To go from a no K to a 5K, that's a big leap for everybody to be prepared to do that right now for the end of October. So I'm going to again propose a 3K and call it the pumpkin pie. And then pi is PI and it's 3.124 for a 3K. Mm. Thanks, Dallas. I appreciate it. Oh, 3.14, it's pretty darn close.
It would take me an extra minute to figure that out.
I think it'd be awesome. And I like the idea of going
into Main Street, but that's a big thoroughfare to close, isn't it? But we used to have parades on that street. And maybe fun runs, do you remember?
I ran 5K on Main Street.
On Main Street.
So 3K. Yeah, I ran one forever ago.
So 3K would be
probably much easier.
Yeah, to the pizza place in Mac.
I've been known by your name.
From Hatch Park.
Hatch Park, all right.
To Mathis.
Almost to Mathis would be a, yeah, that's 3 miles. 3 miles, actually, it's up to.
That would be one way, right?
Nope, it's 1.5 to the Carvier Leadership and 1.5 back to my house, which is Hatch Park. Yeah, so you got your. And we've kind of got some options, but we probably need to let Linda know where and when. We got the when.
If you're having a race, even if it's a 3K, do you think there need to be activities for the people who are not racing?
Yeah, we're still going to have that. It's just
I think so. What kind
of trying
activity
to cater some more to the
Food truck?
Healthy.
Kids run.
Food truck.
So you get 3K. Well, you got the 3K, and then you got the run around the park. For just the little kids.
Yeah.
A little loop.
Do the same thing as we did last
year. I was thinking carnival type things. You know, the fishing whole thing.
Yeah. I had a company party this week and got the numbers of these character artists. He said he would send it by today, his information, but he didn't. So
we could
use that for some of the event.
Fishing poles, character artists, child's run.
Typically, we have the picture place to take a picture.
Yeah, the balloon stand area.
One large.
And then have some pumpkins and pumpkin pies. It sounds like
cotton candy.
Okay, that's a look. This sounds good.
What about the shell types?
Okay, what do we have for a budget for this race? We don't spend it all on timer.
Okay. So the timer and the t-shirts, like I said, if we do a corner run, I'd like it to be a net zero.
But you really don't know that until people are signed up.
So we
end of the season too, I'm just gonna tell you from the races I've done. Oh, in fact, I'm wearing Spudman right now. I'm tired of buying t-shirts right about now, the season. I'm like done buying t-shirts.
November Thanksgiving runs pretty well in
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I just think maybe this is a big leap to go from a no pay to a timed run.
But we could just grab a timer. Because we're starting and ending at the same time?
Yeah.
Start the clock and they can mark their own time. It's just not official.
I'm just approaching the budget differently than Peter. I'm just thinking, let's not spend that money, but let's do something simple like you're saying.
But if we use the timer, we already have that money. It'd be easy just to turn it on. You know, getting marks that go, click. And
there it is, click.
And then they mark their time when they come in.
They do that with their Apple Watch anyhow. I can see them all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, everybody's got their own timer on.
But the clock is as long as this table here. And, you know, it's big. So it's just one table. Yeah.
So maybe low key it as opposed to getting the big one?
Yeah.
Or the RF one? That'd be a good idea.
What kind of time of day do you picture it being, this same as we've done, or?
Is that usually 10 o'clock-ish?
Yeah.
Or
9:30?
9. It was cold.
It was cold.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always.
It's on the clock starts, you're up at 5 in the morning setting up, and it's cold.
Yeah.
So it's.
Are you daring more for the adult crowd?
I don't know, that got lost on me.
Then you should do it in the evening. I think either way, you
could
do it in the evening.
If we're doing
it's
a run,
October,
a run like afternoon.
Closing the street if we wanted to would be hard to do in the evening.
We don't even close the streets down in Foxborough. That would be that run. It's the starting lines all they do.
Yeah.
Again,
it's the start of the road. You don't
has a danger element to it. You know.
We don't close anything down there.
Get a little Pontiac. You name Christine,
takes it down. Okay, there's like no parking that day, and if you just do a no parking day.
Yeah. but just you know,
is it up I don't know what Main Street's like on a Saturday night. I don't, I mean, every time I'm on it, it doesn't seem like it's too terribly busy.
Well, if it's only 30 minutes long, you don't want to be kicking people off the street.
Saturday morning would be probably less busy. You know, kicking any cars off the road. Yeah, we don't make no parking down in Foxborough. Yeah. Just, like you said, you just dodge cars down there. But I think you do it early enough, you get less traffic. Usually.
1,500 is what's budgeted for Halloween. But there are, I mean, if we had to pull from something else, we had another event.
Yeah, we're going to get the youth council again to help with candy and donuts and
if we
whatever else they have.
Yeah. Leaning on your interest to help plan this and whatever. Are you in? Would you like to get more involved in whatever somebody's ideas are?
I gave
you
trust. Yeah.
He's going to take the chain off his saw and he's going to be there chasing.
There you go.
I'd love to find out your character artist. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes through. It's a bit of planning to do. I'm going to be out of pocket, so that's why I've recruited these two, and now we're going to recruit Emily.
And Amy does face painting.
And Amy does face painting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's, I met a balloon artist.
Oh, you know what? There's one right on Main Street, Mr. Butte.
Yeah, Sammy.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a balloon artist right there, so. Who would be interested in helping to, well, I guess you probably want to vote on what we're doing, but we could do a meeting after this, I mean, figure out a time after this to get some momentum towards something, whatever,
yeah.
Whatever the committee decides.
Yeah, I think we could probably have a kind of decide what we envision happening and then get together and say, okay, those, because we, I think we're all kind of plugged into last year's, at least I am, and so we've kind of, this is what's going to happen, now we're expanding it with the run and stuff like that, so if
we can just keep it how it was too.
Well, we want to make it bigger, we want to make it a little bigger, we need to improve upon it and get the run and
I think we are retooling, because we didn't have a park per se, we had
we didn't know where we were going to be. Okay. So we waiting for something? Okay, well, let's move on to the...
Just looking
at the route. Yeah, we'll email about that then. The 2025 event calendar review.
So I think we tear the city events one down and see.
Just put number five on it.
Need to, yeah, put a 25 and see what we need to get away from.
So usually in the past, what I've done is I've gone through the calendar, Linda and I, and kind of just moved everything in and brought it.
Yeah, and so it's a matter of.
You can do that for next time if you want.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
are there any,
I don't
like,
feel like we're
should
making
we look
changes.
At this and see if there's any that we want to just say,
I know that NSL reads needs retooling, so I'm not sure the date of that one.
Yes, the first one.
So North Salt Lake reads is typically in
March 7th. It used to be
March,
the fall,
the end
now
of
it's
school.
It will be on reading week, which is around March 7th.
Okay.
If it's similar, I mean, it's going to be different.
I feel like we did fairly well last time.
I thought it was amazing, but I think for the head count, I don't think the city was happy with how much money we spent. But it
that's
was an amazing. It was so
yeah,
fun.
So. Yeah. But maybe not paying
but getting
for
the students involved.
VR was probably
yeah.
That was a big budget item.
That was okay.
Yeah, maybe it was more getting the schools involved yeah. than the VR that brought people. Yeah. We had great
speakers,
great authors.
Yeah, I feel like this year
yes,
really stepped
yeah.
up from...
Last year I was on board with canceling the whole thing since the success of it and retooling. I thought it was
really good.
Yeah. They're really, you know... But I think you're right. Getting the schools involved and actually going to the schools
was probably the thing that was the draw.
And doing it a little sooner was pretty tight, you know, getting the publicity out. That was, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So looking at the calendar here, the top one, NSL reads, we're not involved in every single one of these, right?
And that's so. Still this fiscal year for the city. Is fiscal, yeah. So
June, right?
July 1 is the new fiscal year for the city.
So it goes NSL reads, that's us, Easter Egg Dash, not us, Spring Rec, soccer, not us,
so
food trucks, not us, Arbor Day tree planting. We're in fall, no? Kite Festival is the next one.
Definitely want to cut that. That's a big event.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
Definitely want to cut.
That was my first year.
Yeah, I thought that's what you said. That definitely.
Did you go this year?
That was my first time going.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people.
I thought it was fun.
I missed it this year, but it's been in the past. It's been. It's
fun. If it gets too much bigger, though, you're going to run out of room.
That's what I thought. Yeah, 2 years ago, not last year. So it's last year, but
we should probably limit the number of kites that we buy to whatever we bought this time. I don't think.
Just how many did we go through this year?
I think it's 500.
I thought it was five or six.
Yeah.
But whatever we bought last time, I think that's really the upper limit. We could. I think we probably had even 20 more kids that we didn't give them to.
Yeah, basically, you show up that late.
Yeah.
So, we had 500 kites.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. We were closing things down, and people were like, where are the kites? And it's like, we're like 30 minutes past the time when we said that we'd be kites. So, I thought the number of kites was good.
Is there someone who would like, maybe this isn't the time, but maybe you're thinking of who would like to chair these events? Would like to?
Who has that in the past? I think the last one we just chilled. I think Jeff did quite a bit with the kites and then with the
big backdrop and all that stuff.
Pull the trigger on all those details.
That was definitely staying.
Next event on there is Golden Spoke, which has been us, right?
Last time we had zero.
That's
going to
be a pop-up
and
a
table.
Couple flyers.
Spring cleanup.
Is there anything available for process for regional council?
Spring cleanup, we're canceling, right? Splash pad open, summer rec session, unity event, pride, unity event, Juneteenth, and then it's Liberty Fest, and all that goes along with Liberty Fest.
All hands on deck.
Yeah. And then summer rec session 2, night out against crime, splash pad last day, fall soccer, 9/11 day of service, photo contest.
And I'd like to see how well it's done virtually. I actually think it's a free way for the city to get awesome pictures for City Hall. So I.
It's not free.
It's a good way to refresh and have available to the city. I think the city benefits.
What if you had some photography classes before the contest?
I thought about that, but I figure out how we'd do it with our setup. You know, just a photo walk versus a class. And the idea was on those photo nights that those people would come and inspire people and kind of teach them stuff. And I'm not sure in the first place, so.
Tutorial, like
could do it, Instagram thing.
But that's where we were, and that's what was not attended well, because we paired it with the winning as well as that, and it was like three people showed up.
Yeah, the winners didn't show up.
What I'm saying is there's something to kick it off with, you know, maybe just on the other side.
Yeah.
All the schools again.
Just an Instagram virtual tutorial, kind of reels, little quick video. Hey, kicking this off, as you're out there, here's some tips and tricks or whatever. I don't know. It's not the same as a class or anything.
Maybe next week. I'll talk to Linda while she's.
I'm thinking, as you're talking about TikTok, what about the three elementaries? And isn't there a legacy junior high?
Yeah, it's the autism school, yeah.
But aren't there schools that where you could have a program there that would involve them, the photography program, and, you know, bring in the kids, but you also have the adults, but, you know, you've got three large schools.
How much do these really nice cost, those little Insta cameras? Could each classroom get a camera?
They're $150 each.
Oh, I'm thinking of actually disposable.
They're like $45.
You get the disposable.
I mean, unless you got them in bulk, you might be able to get them cheaper.
But yeah,
well,
they haven't bought a disposable camera in a long time.
Yeah, and that's not including the $10. If you just go into the store, you might be able to find like just off-brand or bulk, you know, for a lot cheaper.
$25
Fujifilm,
yeah.
Damn.
But yeah,
right?
They're expensive.
That's how much an SD card costs. And you can
maybe that's for two of them.
Number two. Just don't buy them at Best Buy.
$10 Here's a 7-pack for $110
Oh my god, 2-pack for $24
Yeah. You know what? Everyone's got the elementary school kids have the camera on their phone.
Yes, they do.
They shouldn't.
We're going to give each of your classes one shot on your toes.
They can play some Eminem, one shot.
It's not really going right now, is it?
It just started, yeah.
Just started?
Yep, yep. Just started so, like last week. It's a couple weeks ago.
I tried getting one of the schools involved.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Two for 24 is what I saw.
They had a program. I talked to their photography teacher to get them to submit, but I don't know. Much came out of that, so.
We'll get their art teachers involved.
Yeah, this is
the
photography
teacher. The mirror program, they actually have a photography teacher at the elementary school?
Oh, not elementary. Oh.
They have art at the elementary school?
Higher the high school.
Yeah,
this is junior high.
My kids didn't go to elementary school.
Okay.
After photo contest on here is get to the river. That's not.
That's pretty much.
We help.
That's the last of it, aside from Halloween.
And then, yeah.
And Christmas.
Well, Spooktacular and Winterfest.
Did we miss the
golf scramble? Is that something that happens? The what?
No, it's going on the golf course.
The family golf scramble.
That's not us.
Oh, it's just not us.
Yeah.
So Halloween and lights.
North Winter lights.
No, what's it called?
Winter lights?
Winter lights.
What's
So that's seven events. I'm hearing none of them necessarily on the chopping block. Is that what you're all hearing?
Way to handle it.
There you go. That was our calendar review.
Okay. Any others?
Do you need to like officially review it next time with dates?
Like I said, we usually do that like December. And then usually Lynn and I start working on the next year's calendar next month.
This was just a very prelim, see if we wanted to axe anything or not.
Do we want to add a mural something if we're talking about doing that in here out?
Oh, yeah. That needs to go in 2025.
Yeah.
Planning for the mural.
Right, but it's not a city event.
That's not a city event. I don't think we'll be ready for a city event because if we say we got the grant, they probably wouldn't even award it until September of next year. And then it's going to take several months for them to actually put a mural in. And then you aren't really going to hold an event for one mural, unless it's like a ribbon.
TBD on 25.
I'm gonna break a champagne bottle on the mural.
Yeah, you will.
Okay, I will be in charge.
All right, well.
Well, I want to move one thing, and I want to say, whatever we do for the Halloween Fest this year, let's use that artwork. I think that's really.
Yep.
I do have a problem with. I'm really thinking that my idea is clever on the pi and the numbers,
yeah.
But I kind of think pi run might sound like a medical problem.
See, I think it's just
pumpkin. It's what it gives you once you eat pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
Eat the pumpkin pie and run right after.
Pie and run.
Beautiful pie, and see if you can make the whole way.
So now that you've heard that, you can't unhear it, but anyway. 3.14, it is a matchup.
I'd like to do that.
That's clever.
Yeah, the pie run.
Just the pie run.
I was just
for because otherwise, I don't know.
There's more days to have pie than on March 14th. There's more days.
No,
in fact,
totally.
I eat more pie
every
on
Sunday.
That day?
In the fall than I do
that's
on
true.
In the spring.
Yeah, anyway.
That's right, we did.
Just doing pancakes at the end.
That's right. Okay, well, let's figure out a time to meet. So at the next meeting, which is September the 26th.
And then we're going to be pulling the shoebox.
24th.
So we just have to have a place and a date. Can we determine that tonight so we can give Linda a
same time,
a place and a date?
Well, for sure we can use Hatch. I think that's the preferred.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
we
can
use
either
or. That's been from the beginning.
Yeah.
Unless she has some reason we can't. They say it's okay, we might as well use it.
Well, they were talking about the soccer thing.
Well, yeah.
Right. Soccer was at Legacy.
But, Linda might have
soccer.
Something they use.
Okay, so.
It's our football. Football. Football.
Hatch on the 26th. With a candlestick. With the professor, right?
10 o'clock.
Professor, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
And I guess we're going 10 a.m. Okay.
Get this started.
When
I think that is pushed back. So.
The time?
From before.
Yeah, I feel like it was earlier.
I think it was like at 8.
I think our kite was doing the same thing. It's been at 9 and it ended up being at 10.
Which was nice because the winds picked up in the afternoon.
And it's nice to start a little later because it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
I can sleep in a little bit longer.
In theory.
In theory.
Are you doing the race on Main Street then?
I hope so. But we probably need to figure
out. We'll have to figure out a route. I don't even know what the old one was.
You started at Hatch Park, you went down to.
Pacific.
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 That's pretty clear.
Oh, so it's just a U-turn.
When
it's
are
straight.
Yeah.
When are we hoping to back. Start promoting that event?
Oh, I've been promoting it already. Just kidding.
That would
like, because that's like pretty.
I think that Linda already has started promoting it.
She's put it on that main calendar.
Okay.
No, actually, that main calendar switches over pretty quick. So she's been asking us for a date and a place.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we already had
a. Let's get you introduced. Like, when does Linda get back?
Do you know?
She's going to be gone for 2 weeks. She's left this week. So.
Yeah.
She started this week.
What?
Yeah. So
now, does she go out of the country?
Are they allowed to go places?
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a thing.
So I love your communication.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when those.
Yeah, I guess
they'll start advertising or they should. A month in advance.
Okay, so that's when we need to have our
Halloween
stuff.
Spooktacular.
Yeah, she's got the event signs ordered already.
And she's got that weekend, just with Spooktacular 26 is all it's got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
26.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thinking year 2026. We're going to make it really big. It takes 2 years of planning.
And the advertising for this? When does that start? Is it just Linda presenting it?
That's Linda.
It'll be Facebook and Instagram.
And the signs. Which my kids noticed way before I ever did. They've commented about her.
Because they get to look out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, when you're driving, you're...
All right, well, what did we do?
Yep, I second.
All right. Well, that announced the meeting.
Well done, Dallas. Congratulations, y'all.